Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator, who may or may not still be awake from last night or having gotten up early because he's a friend. Which is it, sir? And maybe I could have editorialized the last part. Are you still awake or just getting up?
No, I got a decent night's sleep. I'll be honest. My biggest issue over the last 48 hours, well, one, besides the lack of a voice, given my line of work.
Right.
Besides that, is I don't know if you saw this. I'm assuming you did. I don't know if you did or not, but I got slimed on Friday.
Oh, I saw you reference it on Twitter, but I did not know. The Nickelodeon people found you?
They slimed me on live television, and then John Breach dumped it on me, and I went to go rub slime on John's face, not aware of just how slippery the slime is, which straight up in the air and landed on my back on the set with only a tiny piece of plastic in between. So I couldn't walk for like 24 hours. I was so sore.
Whoa. Oh, I hope you're okay.
Yeah. No. I made sure to tell the executives at CBS the issues involved, and my people will be speaking with their people. And by my people, I mean my father, who happens to be a lawyer.
Very nice. Very nice. It's good to have people. All right. So is it crazy to say Dan Campbell would have won the Super Bowl if he was the head coach of the Detroit Lions? Why did Kyle Shanahan, why did he take the ball to start overtime? And then why did he kick a field goal?
So I do think that, and I don't want to speak for everybody, but certainly not the higher ups at my company.
Right.
But I think that there was a lot of general confusion about the new NFL overtime playoff rules.
Right.
Across the board. I'm not sure. Like, I thought Andy Reid played it magnificently, and they're like, Seth Walter tweeted this out, analytics people across the league. There's no definitive way to know if you should. I agree with you. I think you should take the ball. I think you should defer. And because for the same reason that you do it in college.
Right.
You want to know what the other team, the Chiefs went for it on fourth down in overtime because they were trailing by 3 points and had to go score.
Correct.
Otherwise, maybe they kick, And so I think you want to defer. I just saw the analytics that did show that, like, having the ball, like, we're just not sure. There just haven't been this many examples.
First time.
First time, right, exactly. We just don't ever see it. And so I think as a result of that, I don't want to blame Kyle Shanahan too much. I also think that Kyle Shanahan is going to, in the coming weeks and months or whatever, going to catch a lot of heat. But it's like, this guy can't win big games. Maybe we'll get to that in a second. But I do tend to think having huge leads over Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, now three times in these Super Bowls, I mean, just got the wrong opponent to go up against on any given Super Bowl Sunday. But I think in overtime, yeah, I mean, Adam, I would have deferred if I won the toss. I know Lindsey Jones wrote about it for TheRinger.com and how, like, the Chiefs players all went out there hoping that they would win so they could defer.
Right.
And then they lost and they still got what they wanted.
I was surprised because I watched enough of the postgame show last night where Mahomes and basically everybody on set was like, yeah, we didn't want the ball first. Like, because they were drilled. They understood if they had won the toss, if the Chiefs had ended up winning the toss, they were going to defer. That was the plan. and it seemed like San Francisco, and we had more than one player on the offensive side of the ball said we weren't aware of a new rule. Like, to me, that's something that Kyle Shanahan would have made players aware of. Now, maybe Shanahan knew and didn't think it mattered to tell the players, which I could get, but I had Donovan McNabb flashbacks to when McNabb didn't know the overtime rules, like that they were different from college. So I didn't understand. To me, that was a mistake. But I also think that when San Francisco had the ball and it was late, and I granted they ultimately kicked a 53-yard field goal to go up by three. If they pick up a first down on that third and four, the game is basically over as long as San Francisco would make any field goal with basically no time left on the clock. They had to know that Kansas City was going to be aggressive defensively. I didn't think Kyle Shanahan's play call reflected that thought.
Well, but I don't know that I don't think what you're saying is accurate, though, because they can't.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Like, the Chiefs were guaranteed a possession no matter what.
No, I'm talking before the end of regulation.
Oh, right. Sorry.
So they have the ball. Like, it's like the 27-yard line or whatever it is, 26-yard line, and third and four. Chiefs sent like eight players.
I agree that Kyle Shanahan has to know that Steve Spagnuolo, who is, this dude blitzed Lamar Jackson 60% of the time 2 weeks ago. He has to know that, like, on that third down, he's not going to be like, sure, Kyle, come and take it. Don't worry about it. He's going to be aggressive. And, in that particular spot, I think that was a mistake, not anticipating that aggression from Spagnuolo and that defense, sure.
I mean, you might even be able to run the football in that situation. You certainly could throw a little swing pass out to McCaffrey on the outside in the flat. Doesn't even have to be McCaffrey. Here's what I would have liked to have known as well. How did they shut Travis Kelce down for the first half? How did San Francisco completely take him out of the equation in the first half with one catch for 1 yard? But nobody told us how, only that it happened. And I mean, I knew it happened because I was watching, the game.
It felt like the Chiefs had him off the field.
They
at
did.
Various points. You got that big fight with Andy Reid. I think they wanted to keep more people in blocking, and generally, like, I think San Francisco was just getting like the guy, the front four, we're getting pressure home. You know, like Pete Prisco, I joked about it. I didn't talk last week because of my poor scheduling. But Pete Prisco has been saying for weeks, if you block him, you beat him. And Chase Young's been blistered for how poorly he's played since coming to San Francisco. And he was getting after Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I mean, the 49ers were the better team for most of that game last night until it was like, down 10 points, need a comeback.
Right.
Or down 11 or whatever it is. And it's like, Mahomes magic time. It really is. Like, I don't think you can blame. I mean, you can blame the 49ers. There are always certain moments and certain decisions and certain play calls that will point to that you can blame Kyle Shanahan and blame the 49ers and however you want to do it. But I mean, the reality is, again, like, think about the three Super Bowls that Kyle Shanahan's been involved in. One is, of course, the offensive coordinator for the Falcons.
Right.
And then two, now it's San Francisco. And it's like, I mean, you coach this incredible season. You do a pretty good job coaching to get to the Super Bowl. And then you do, frankly, a great job coaching for like 75% of the game, and none of it matters because Patrick Mahomes is just
right, and Tom Brady,
and Tom Brady are just different. Imagine being like Kyle Shanahan is a genius. He's like an incredible play caller. He's a great coach.
Yeah.
Andy Reid even called him a genius after the game, and it's like to do all of that, to prepare that all that way, to put all this effort in to coach, to get the game plan, to get the exact outcome of the game you want for like 75% of the game, and none of it matters.
Will Brinson is joining us from Vegas. Here's the other thing, though, and this is me more piling on Kyle Shanahan again. In the when he was the offensive coordinator of the Falcons, much was made about not running the ball enough in the fourth quarter, which gave the Patriots and Brady more time. Regardless, Dan Quinn certainly could have overruled any calls, much like Kyle Shanahan called timeout to overrule what he saw from Steve Wilkes' defensive alignment on a certain, to believe what we saw on television. Quinn could have overruled Shanahan, but he forgot to run the ball in the third quarter. They had one running play in their first three possessions of the third quarter, including once they got the ball after the Chiefs' turnover, after the Mahomes interception. You know, you got them on plus territory. If you pick up pretty much a first down, you're going to be in position to kick a field goal. And as it turned out, they got pushed back and they had to punt. So they got nothing out of that, what should have been gift points. And they didn't do anything with it. And I thought that was another situation where Kyle Shanahan maybe outthought Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly, look, he's now got the three biggest blown leads in the Super Bowl history. You know,
And again,
one of them, you know, he's not the head coach, and
right.
I understand that he's the OC, he's a very, you know, he's a high profile OC who got a lot of credit for the success and all that. And he got a job immediately after, and so like all those things, you know, are true. But like, you know, I mean, he wasn't the head coach. You know, at the end of the day, it's like how many times has that ever happened where we assign the blame
to an offensive coordinator? Right, I'm with you.
In the way that we do with that Super Bowl, it really is rare and unfair to Kyle Shanahan. Like Dan Quinn gets hired again, right, by Washington in the same, you know, 3-week span as Kyle Shanahan goes to the Super Bowl, and we're talking more about 28-3 with Kyle Shanahan than Dan Quinn, which is it's unfair to Kyle. I think even moving forward, like he's an aggressive play caller, but he's not an aggressive. Kyle Shanahan's a really smart, innovative offensive genius, but he's not an aggressive decision maker when it comes to a lot of that stuff. And I think, you know, when you talk about Dan Campbell earlier, you know, like say what you want about the Lions losing and how they lost and whether they should have, you know, made different decisions on the fourth down. Dan Campbell knows what he's going to do and
right.
He sticks with it with conviction. And I think you heard that echoed by Lions players. And I'm not saying anyone's doubted Kyle. I think those guys would go down swinging with
sure.
Kyle. But at the same time, I also think that, you know, when you need to be, you know, you need to be ready for the various things that are going to come your way in these situations. And, you know, you look back at the overtime rule, right? It was talked about how
yeah.
these players all knew that they've been talking about it since training camp.
Yes.
And I think that's where I've been comparing the Chiefs to the Patriots. And like, that was always one of the hallmarks of Bill Belichick in these big games was, you know, it goes back to the old Bill Walsh quote, I guess, but it's like, while everyone else is losing their head, just operate normally and you will rise above everyone else. And I think that's a good case of that in that overtime game.
Knowing the rules, right? Bill Belichick knew the tuck rule
he's the king.
Right? He knew that rule. There would be no other reason to challenge the play because Tom Brady was definitely not throwing the ball. So, but because Belichick knew the rule, even though nobody else did, I mean, including television, then they got that edge. So, yes, knowing the rules, and look.
Belichick for years coached his players. And, I mean, I assume he will again once he gets another job. Yeah, maybe. To not reach for the end zone with the football because he knew like how valuable, you know, like how dangerous it was to fumble out of the back of the end zone and lose possession. And, you know, you would go to these owners meetings, you go to the combine, wherever it was, whatever Belichick talked, and they would change rules sometimes because, you know, oh, let's change this rule because, you know, Patriots are too good. And he would get asked about it. He would never say, yeah, we're being unfairly dealt with. He would say, talk to the league. That's the rules. We don't make them up. You know, we just play by them. Like, you have to know that rule book forward and backwards. And I think this may be a case where, I mean, not that the Niners definitely win if you know they approach overtime differently, but it does feel like maybe that was the one example of, you know, Andy Reid and the Chiefs being way better prepared.
All right, well, Brinson, I'm going to let you go and do whatever you need to do in Vegas. You probably need to go to the window and exchange chips or something.
Turn some chips in and then maybe go get an IV.
All right, man, I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right, buddy. See you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.